Vanguard posts its first ever head of digital assets. Job Vanguard, the roughly $11 trillion asset manager that spent years telling clients it would not touch crypto, has posted a job listing for its first ever head of digital assets. CoinDesk reported the opening on July 7, 2026, framing it as a strategic reversal for one of the last major holdouts in traditional finance. A single job posting is not a fund launch or a custody product. It is a hire. But for a firm that built its brand on skepticism toward speculative assets, staffing a senior digital assets leadership role is a departure worth reading closely. The holdout that said no for years, Vanguard's resistance was not passive. When BlackRock, Fidelity, and dozens of smaller issuers rushed in to spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, Vanguard refused to offer them on its brokerage platform at all. Clients who wanted exposure through Vanguard were told to look elsewhere. The firm's public position tied that stance to its index-first, long-horizon philosophy. Crypto did not fit a portfolio built on broad, cash-flow-producing assets. That made Vanguard the clearest institutional counterweight to the ETF wave. Its size gave the refusal weight. When the second largest asset manager on Earth declines to carry a product category, it shapes how millions of retirement savers get access, or do not. Posting a head of digital assets role signals that the internal debate has moved. Firms do not create senior leadership positions for categories they intend to keep ignoring. The title itself, focused on digital assets rather than a narrow ETF distribution function, points to a broader remit than simply deciding which funds to list. Reading a job listing without overreading it, restraint matters here. A posting tells you a firm is building capacity, not what it will ship or when. Vanguard has not announced a spot crypto product, a custody service, or a tokenization initiative tied to this role. The hire could produce a cautious framework that still keeps direct crypto off the platform for retail clients. The honest read is directional, not deterministic. What changed is that Vanguard now wants a senior person accountable for digital asset strategy. The firm is choosing to have an in-house point of view rather than outsourcing the question to a blanket no. For an organization this large and this deliberate, that shift in posture is the story. Timing helps explain it. Tokenized real-world assets under management are approaching $30 billion per market data circulating this week, and traditional managers increasingly treat tokenization of funds, treasuries, and money market products as an infrastructure question rather than a speculative one. A firm that manages trillions in index and bond funds has obvious reasons to want expertise on how those wrappers might move on-chain, separate from any decision about listing volatile tokens. The downstream effect on ordinary investors, the near-term effect on ordinary investors is small. Nobody gets new access because a job was posted. The medium-term implication is larger. If the last big skeptic starts building a digital assets function, the remaining friction for mainstream savers to reach the asset class through familiar institutions keeps dropping. That matters for how people actually hold and use crypto. Institutional wrappers like ETFs give price exposure, but nothing spendable. Someone who wants to move between exposure and everyday use still relies on exchanges, wallets, and crypto cards to bridge holdings into real purchases. A Vanguard digital assets desk, if it ever ships a consumer product, would sit on the custody and access side of that line, not the spending side. The gap between owning crypto and paying with it stays where it is. There is also a counterparty angle. Big regulated managers entering the space give risk-averse savers a familiar name, which is part of the appeal after the FTX and Wirecard failures taught users what custodial insolvency looks like. That comfort is real, but it is not the same as control. A brokerage position, like an exchange balance, is a claim on an institution rather than an asset you hold keys to. Investors weighing convenience against spending from their own wallet still face that trade, regardless of which brand is on the account. For now, the concrete fact is narrow and clear. The $11 trillion firm that said no is hiring someone to lead the yes or no. Watch the job description, then watch what the hire builds.